Welcome to the I'm Booked podcast. This is episode 41, and today I'm here with my friend and our author, Reverend Diane Scribner Clevenger, who's the author of Pray Attention, and she's also our speaker coach for our upcoming booked event. Let's hear what she has to say. Let's get started. Welcome to the I'm Booked podcast. I am so thrilled that today we have Reverend Diane Scribner Clevenger on. She's one of our authors of the book, Pray Attention, Five Sacred Meditations with Audio. Little background on her. She was born in Chicago, raised in Virginia, and she is an ordained Unity minister since 1997. So we met here in Naples, Florida. Her book actually launched on Good Friday of 2020. To a number one new release back then. And we just have not had the time to get on a podcast. And so we are doing that today. So welcome, Diane. So glad you're here.
Thank you so much, April. It's a delight to be with you.
So it's funny because I remember when the book launched and we had a lot of fanfare. At that point, COVID was just breaking out. Everyone was hunkering down and we had built a Facebook group and did a live Zoom, book launch, and we got the number one new release, even despite all of the challenges at that time.
Yeah, it was crazy good.
Yeah, you
did
a good
job. Mm-hmm, so good.
And we did a Facebook Live, if I remember, on my front driveway.
We did. And do you remember that I fell and had to go to hospital and had cut my head open, had 10 staples in the back of my head before the book launch?
That was crazy. I forgot that happened. Well, the breakdown comes before the breakthrough, maybe.
It was totally a breakthrough for me. It was, it was a moment for me to really stay on task and decide what was important. And none of that stuff is like, staples, smaples, whatever, I'm going for it. And it wasn't even actually a decision point. I simply stayed with this as a priority in my life. So yeah, it was a culmination of a lot of things. So thank you.
So yeah, and Diane just did a beautiful job with this book. Let's talk a little bit, because your book is the only book so far. We have a couple audio books, but this book was really the audio engineering of what came before this book, really is what helped to birth it into the beautiful piece of art that it is. And so, let's talk about the meditations that you wrote and how those came to be.
Oh, absolutely. This has five meditations in it. I actually recorded it at the Awaken Studios in Roanoke, Virginia, with the president of my board for Pray Attention Ministries, which is my church without walls that I've had for 11 years with Unity Worldwide Ministries. And Skip put me in one studio and put a musician in another studio. We had the, big old headsets on and what have you. And this material in this book, these meditations, poured through me. These were really prayerfully channeled, and I use that not as a woo channeling kind of thing, but as really opening up and allowing what I would call Holy Spirit to speak through me. And it was beautiful. Skip watched my timing, and the musician was, I was not in eyesight. The musician flowed with me as I did this work. So it was absolutely beautiful.
It's a really beautiful, and it's a very inspired way to begin a meditation practice if you don't already have one. And so the companion book that Diane came to us to help publish to go along with these audios really created this kind of perfect environment for someone who may be new to meditation or want to deepen their practice, to combine both the visual and the auditory and engage their senses in really a deeper way. So let's talk a little bit about how this was designed, the book was designed, okay, and how we took it into a more experiential approach.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were following, weren't we? Because initially this was recorded as a CD. So I had an audio out there already. And you and I talked very conscientiously about, do we, you remember when they used to package, and that's a used to package, right? CDs in the sleeve of a book.
Yeah.
And so you would put the CD on or, and we were like, technology with CDs. Let's see. I don't even have a CD player in my car anymore. I don't know. It's like going the way of quadraphonic sound or, you know, cassette players, 8-track. Whoa, really dating that. And you know, we want this to be available on any device that anyone listens to on a regular basis. So, and to open that up, and you're right, to have a visual, also actually a tactile experience, because I remember April, and you know, I've reminded you of this a couple times, but I remember saying to you as we were talking about this book, yes, the look of it, of course, the graphic designer worked with us, and I remember there were three iterations of this sacred geometry that's on the front with the nautilus shell. It came out perfectly. It's just beautiful. But I also talked with you about the tactile experience, because I wanted this book to be something that felt beautiful, soft, would give of the person who held the book, give them God bumps. And it does me when I hold it. I also wanted it to fit in the hand. So, you know, Jesus said the kingdom is at hand, and this book fits perfectly when we go into namaste or prayer posture. This book fits perfectly and has the feel of, you know, I don't even need to open it. I can just let this feel. And then, of course, the visual. And then if people want to download the audio and hear my voice speak the words of this, what is really a lyrical poem, if you will, if they're poetic in how they're how they came through, then they can have all those experiences. And we all know that we get information on different levels, and if we're receiving it from several different in several different ways from a sensibility standpoint, then we take it in more deeply. So I love that you listen to me. I don't remember you ever showing me any fabrics for the book cover, but I do remember when you and Heather and I sat together and you handed me this, what would that be called? The prototype for it.
And yeah, the proof copy. Yeah.
Right? The proof. And I took it in my hands, and I think in my inimitable, very cool way, pretty much broke down in tears.
It was a beautiful response, you know, and as someone who is, you know, helping the author bring forth something that's meaningful to them, to have that response, it means we did something together that meant something.
Yeah.
And
well, I felt listened to by you, you know, I wanted to have, I put it out there in prayer to have I'll be honest, a female publisher. I wanted to be working with another woman in this who had a vision for helping other people express themselves in myriad ways. And I wanted it therefore a concierge publisher who could really hear my ideas, that we could be collaborative in this. And what this meant to me was that you listened to me and that you cared about producing something that had meaning to me so that it could have meaning for others. So I found it inspirational that you didn't just go off and do your thing.
Well, I love it. And I, you know, I've learned over the years, I would say in my younger years, I would have just, I wasn't the best listener. You know, we grow in that area, I believe, as we get older. And then we realize that collaborating is much more fun and much more productive than doing things on our own. And so when we put together this format where it really gives, I'd say, you know, every page has a purpose, where it gives you a chance to absorb the words. The font is a little larger. It gives time for a pause in between each meditation. There's some pages for reflection, journaling. There's some mandalas to draw, you know, to color. So it's really meant as something to slowly pace you through and not feel rushed. Like you said, it fits in the namaste palms where you can come and get rest from this book.
Yeah, I have an older brother who's also a minister, but he started his career as a PhD in psychology, and he's a therapist. And he received this book and said to me, just holding it will send him off into Never Never Land, you know, which is great, or La La Land, if you will. And he said, Diane, I know you'll tell me there's no right or wrong way to use your book. And I use it as a timeless prompt. And so I simply open it to one page. And sometimes I open it to the page that says ideas to pay attention to, and it has nothing on it other than these just wispy sort of indications that this is a place where I can scribe my own thoughts, my own feelings. And I will use that as a way to just open up completely to the cosmos. And other times I'll open and there's script on both sides, but I'll notice which side I actually open to. And sometimes it's just a word. Sometimes it's the whole sentence. But he said, it just takes me away. And that's exactly what my hope was, my prayer for those who avail themselves of this book.
And for those who are listening right now, who are like, how can I get the book and how can I get the audio? Because the cool thing is, and this is where I want you to understand something about Diane, is that she just has a very generous heart, and she's a very much a spiritual teacher who wants to connect with you. And so when we talked about, when she was saying about, do we put the CD in the book, or how are we going to get the audio to the people who have the book? And we went kind of around with Skip, even I remember talking to Skip, and we really just came to the conclusion that we wanted it to be available. And so on her website, prayattentionministries.org, you can go on there and download the audio. So it's a great way to just complete the meditation journey. And it's a way that she has gifted it as part of this book. So I just thought, when you came up with that idea and you thought, you know, this is a way to really give people the full experience, I thought, wow, that's really beautiful, because you could easily be charging for this and you're not, which is beautiful. So, you know, one of the things that I love about publishing and working with authors is not just the book and the end product, but it's the relationship we get to build with each other. You know, we're not a publishing company that publishes hundreds of books a year. We really like to invest our time and our energy in authors we really care about and build relationships with them and do things to help them get the word out about their book and help them build sort of a brand and opportunities around their book. And Diana certainly had opportunities she's created with her book, and I want to talk about that. And then I want to talk about a few things that she and I are doing together lately, even a few years after the book's been published, which is exciting. So, you know, you have this book in hand. And as a Unity minister, you've had some opportunities to get this book into the hands of other people. So let's talk about that.
Well, yes. And there's COVID. And so I didn't actually have the opportunity to get it out into the hands of people literally that we were thinking would happen, you know, I won't even call it normal times, because there's always a new norm every day.
Right.
We make new. However, so it was like, there's still a huge market once the world gets very comfortable with what's going on and we no longer are judging our day-to-day movements according to something systemic, you know, through it. It'll just be systemic love that we judge off of. But at that point in time, I would be able to get the book out differently. And that'll be great, because I could actually send it to centers, spiritual centers that have in-person participation, are having classes, and are having, you know, groups and sales through their bookstores. So that will be a new market. You and I talked about it, and I realized that really, if I wanted to offer a class globally, I would either offer it myself, create it myself, and offer it through my website, or use some kind of a platform. And I was contacted, you know, we had that conversation, and this is how it works, right? You put your energy, you open the door just a crack, and then the universe rushes in with all these opportunities. So I got a call, and I know you'll remember this, I got a call from ELI, which is the Institute for Lifelong Learning, I should have that acronym down. The Institute for, it's Lifelong Learning Institute, essentially, but it's an ordaining platform, which you know, you don't have to do the ordaining portion, but it's, but it, there are classes that are interfaith classes and are, you know, anyone who, anywhere who wants to take a class to progress themselves in body, mind, and spirit can go to this institute, this platform, and take online classes. And they are constantly being offered, right? And you can pace yourself at your own pace. They key off of videos that the author will do in the class, and then you have workbook, something with workbook that you do. And I framed it off of Pray Attention so that they buy the book, and then they have these wonderful prompts, questions, just very simple one-page situation for each of the five chapters in the book, each of the five meditations. And just an opportunity for people to lean into what prayer means in their own life. And I love to contextualize that in a way to encourage us, each other, to remember that we are, in fact, living prayers. And that every thought, whether it's a negative one or a positive one, is a prayer. And so are we paying attention with the energy that God has given us, the gifts, that this abundant field in which we live and love and have our being. And so I created this wonderful format for Ely, and it's one of the classes they offer.
So, and it was really exciting to watch that unfold, because they contacted you, which I thought was awesome. And then you got to develop some additional video resources and things to guide people even deeper through. And then Ely was able to take that material and put it on their platform. Yes. And so it's a way for Diane to reach more people who are going to go to that site and spread her message and her brand and her book out to a whole new group of people. And so that's a really exciting way. Yes. I'm picking you. Diana's raising your hand right now.
Yeah, my hand raised. It is. I remembered it was like that. Mine, boom, those cells touched each other. It's the Institute for Leadership and Lifelong Learning. There we go.
There you go. So you can get her course on that site. I will put the link in the show notes. And that was one of the cool things that came about from this book, in addition to many other things. So Diane is responsible, if you've been following our podcast at all, for Don Fedor. Don Fedor, author who launched his book last year, Awakened to Unconditional Love. Don was a friend of hers. Mm-hmm. She introduced him to me. We hit it off and had, you know, great synergies, and he signed up and got his first book out there last February, and he's currently working on his second book. And so, you know, it's so interesting how the energies work, you know, ping pong back and forth between each other.
And Don is a former professor. I'm just going to stick a little note in here. A former professor at Georgia Tech and of communications, so organizational, you know, therapies and theories. And his book is not like that. So he has stepped into a whole new place, and it's just a brave new world for this man. We've watched him just open up like a lotus flower. And in fact, he's one of the speakers and at the author at the booked Naples event that you're hosting on February 5th. And I've gotten to be the coach for all of the authors to be speakers. That's just
so been I am so grateful. I have to just put a plug in, like, so this event, Book Naples, I had this vision a couple years ago that I wanted to host a TEDx style event and give our authors a chance to speak, because unlike you, you know, you've spoken widely all over the world, but most of our authors are new and they haven't spoken in front of larger audiences, and they need to kind of get that experience and also have those videos, because if they want to grow their brand or get out there and speak more, a lot of times, if you're going to pitch yourself to a conference or whatever, they want to see you on video and see, like, well, who is this person? And let me see what they talk like. Mm-hmm. So this was our way to give our authors sort of a leg up to speak in front of a larger audience. We have an auditorium here where our office is, seats 150 people. And so we put together this training platform, if you will, that for a number of months prior to this event, which is coming up on February 5th. And Diane, because of her vast experience speaking, I asked if she would come on board and help us train the speakers. And that has been, well, you tell me what you think about how it's gone.
It's gone so well. You know, just for someone who's not done public speaking, which they say is one of the number one fears of you know, all humanity, to have a place, what you were able to secure is a black box theater, which is a smaller venue, still a stage that's raised and with seats and a, you know, smaller audience area, working toward a stage that's actually Palladium Theater stage, that's balcony where we're actually going to have the event on February 5th. They were able to, in a much more relaxed setting, you know, get used to even holding a microphone, because that can be problematic for a speaker. It can be, you know, something that really distracts them. And working through, you know, all the phases of what it's like to construct a talk, and then how you can actually believe in enough in yourself, have faith in yourself, and to let go any sense of needing to read or manuscript, and to learn to relate to the population that comes to see you. And they are the ones who already love you. They already invested time and energy and perhaps money in getting to a ticketed event, so that they can hear your wisdom, because they know that there's something that you're going to share with them that will be of value to them, you know, their journey. And so it's been wonderful to see. We've had just two experiences in the Black Box Theater, and they came through so much. And then you had them do videos, which we all saw, and then were able to speak with each other in positive, you know, ways of critiquing each other and encouraging each other. It's, everyone has just opened up like these beautiful blossoms, don't you think?
I do. I'm so excited. I was just thinking this morning, I was talking with my husband about the event and about the growth of the speakers and the revelation of how their stories of transformation, you know, the things in life that really threw them off the rails that they then used for the good. You know, I'd say that almost every author has that same universal story showing up with different details, but Diane has been able to take the story and give them a level of, here's how you present it. Here's the ways you look out at the audience gazing across, or here's the way you move, because there are effective ways to speak. You know, you don't want to be looking down at the ground, for example. And then how are we going to really leave an impact on the people, as you said, who are here to listen? So Diane, I've said to her multiple times as she stood in the speaker rehearsal with her clipboard and her notes, and I gave her a side hug and I said, thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. Because really, I think it takes, you know, both perspectives, and to give, you know, give sometimes some hard feedback, you know, to make them better and more comfortable.
Yeah, I think this kind of event, and I know it's the first one that you're hosting, and we'll do more of them, is a wonderful opportunity for the people in the area where we are in Southwest Florida and Naples to come, and if they've had any inkling, and everybody has a writer in them, everybody has a creator in them and a creative urge in them to do something and to share story. Years ago we had a convention, Unity Convention. I've been the MC for years, and it was about shared humanity. And there was a saying that we used that I thought was so poignant and so true. If you knew my story, you couldn't help but love me. You can use that with second person, you know, if I knew your story, I couldn't help but love you. If we knew each other's stories, we couldn't help but love each other. So when you look at what's going on with the difficult conversations that are, you know, breaking down our binaries and our judgments about ourselves and others in this world, and that's happening everywhere, it's really a poignant time to be able to share story and to hear that, oh, then I do have a voice, and that whatever story that is, it will help someone, one of our brothers and sisters, it will help free them from whatever they've been holding about themselves or another. So it's a beautiful unfolding to see that come in a very, as we say, in a collaborative way, but honoring our diversity and our journeys that have been quite different and yet very much the same.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really beautiful. So that's, you know, it's one of the things that when I started O'Leary Publishing in 2018, you know, I never imagined that I would be able to really work with so many amazing, inspirational authors. Like, I'm humbled every day that I have somehow the universe has blessed me to get to work with so many amazing people with really transformative stories that want to do good in the world. So, and I put you right up there at the top of the list because you've been such a blessing to me as a friend, as an author, as a collaborator, as a creative, you know, creative mind.
Yes, thank you. I just want to say you have a jump on the marketing aspect and the technologies that are out there for those people who don't have that part. You've got all those ideas and people that you work with that you've brought into your team who have that knowledge and the capability, and COVID really pushed you right to the edge of the light that you knew, right? to even develop more ways. And so for someone, say, like Don, for instance, who did not have, I mean, I've been an online presence for a while, he didn't have that. And so you were able to help him do everything from soup to nuts and create a website and, you know, understand that he could be on Instagram and Facebook and different platforms and really have a voice and show up in the world and just be one of those doors or windows that someone might be guided to walk through to find themselves in a new way.
So exciting. I love it. I love the work that I get to do, and I love that we get to do some of that together. So I just want to say thank you for your time, for being on our podcast today, for being one of our authors. And for those of you who are in the striking distance of Naples, or if you're up north and you're in the cold and freezing and you can hop on a plane and come down for the weekend on February 5th, Diane and I will both be here in the C3 Auditorium, hosting the Book Naples event, and you can meet her in person. You can meet a lot of our other authors as well, get a signed copy of her book, and have a lot of fun, I would say.
Yes, it will be. It will be. Thank you so much, April, for all that you're doing to inspire and encourage us.
Oh, thank you. Well, stay tuned for another episode of I'm Booked. And if you haven't caught the previous episodes, backtrack on your feed and catch up. We'd love to have you listen and catch what all of our authors have to say. So have an amazing day. And thanks again, Diane.
Thank you. Blessings.
This concludes episode 41. To find out more about Reverend Diane Scribner Clevenger, join her on her website at prayattentionministries.org, where she's got a lot of resources. You can download those audio files for Pray Attention there. And we've also included in the show notes a link to her course, Pray Attention, through the Lifelong Learning Institute. And we invite you to come meet us in person here in Naples at our booked event, which is on Saturday, February 5th at 3 p.m. in the C3 Auditorium. More information and link are in the show notes. And you can get started on your publishing journey today by downloading the Influencer's Path to Successful Publishing on our website at O'LearyPublishing.com. We hope to connect with you in 2022. Have a great day.